The National Guard has played an increasingly important role overseas. Soldiers who were once called weekend warriors now face multiple deployments. But unlike the other military branches, the Guard did not have a member on the Joint Chiefs of Staff, which advises the President and Secretary of Defense. That has changed. Recognizing its new role, Congress passed legislation adding the head of the National Guard Bureau to this influential group. Major General Don Dunbar heads the Wisconsin National Guard. He pushed for the change. Dunbar says it keeps the lines of communication open.
Well, it means that the good stuff that we do here in the state of Wisconsin will be represented and made sure that the governor's equities, that the people of Wisconsin's equities, will be considered when we're thinking about what has to go and what has to stay.
The timing of this change is of particular importance to the Guard. As the Pentagon cuts its budget as part of debt reduction efforts, every branch of the military is looking to sustain as much funding as possible. Major General Dunbar says the Guard can now more effectively make its case to the Pentagon.
What allows us to do is articulate very clearly the need for dual-use equipment so we can use it for combating a flood here in the state of Wisconsin and also serving with the Army if we have to go overseas.
Dunbar notes that around 30 years ago, there was a big debate as to whether the Marines should have a member on the Joint Chiefs. Today, he says, the Commandant plays an essential role. Noah Ovshinsky, Wisconsin Public Radio.